Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, Harvey Hook. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about that dating dance, the push and pull of dating life and your dreams. Basically, if you've ever interacted with another human being, so by that terms, what I mean is if you've ever had a relationship with someone, so we use the word relationship very liberal here, you would have encountered the push and pull. And push and pull meaning that there is, you know, part of you that wants to be there, part of you that doesn't want to be there. And frankly, it's an ebb and a flow. There is an ebb and a flow to relationships, and there is an ebb and a flow to dating, and there is an ebb and a flow to life, and there is an ebb and a flow to your dreams, because without that ebb and flow, you know, our body wouldn't stay there. And what I'm referring to is, well, first of all, let's talk about dating, but then let's expand to other parts. So when it comes to dating, look, it's really funny because when I say this, that there's a push and a pull to dating, then some people say, oh my God, I just got to push him more. I just got to pull him away and that'll happen. It's like, no. The push and pull is naturally there. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to try and play any more games, because you know me, I'm not about games. I'm just about being authentic in the moment and expressing yourself and blah, 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 all that. But the push and pull comes from finding your space with someone. It's like refining, it's like crafting a sculpture. You know, you chisel a little bit there, you chisel a little bit here, until you're creating the relationship that you want. And so when it comes with other people, right, because you can craft your own life like that, but you're crafting a sculpture or you're crafting something with someone else. And so when there's someone else involved, you need to have a little bit of leeway, a little bit of patience as well, a little bit of understanding to deal with that other person. I like to look at it kind of like, in addition to like the sculpture metaphor, I also like the idea of dancing. You know, when it comes to relationships, you've been dancing the tango your entire life. And what is a tango? It's very passionate. It's very pronounced. It's very punchy and all those P words that capture the tango mood. But when you meet someone and you really like that someone and your heart just says, oh my God, I've got to go this way. You know, that person dances hip hop. And so they're crumping, they're pop locking, they're disco jocking, whatever the hip hop people do. And so when you're dancing with someone else, now ideally the best thing is they dance the same dance. But sometimes you're in a situation where they don't dance the same dance. That person is such captivating. They're so captivating and they're captivated by you so much that it forces you almost accidentally to expand more and understand a bit more about the world by being with that person. So when you're dancing with that person, oh no, you dance tango, they dance hip hop. And so you're trying to get them into the tango position and they're trying to synchronize their wave with you, and you're going to step on each other's toes. But it's through this, that stepping on each other's toes, that we create a new and more passionate relationship. That's the most interesting thing. What happens is, and this is what I fucking love to see as a coach, as a human being, when I see two people who've created their own dance together, their own style of love, their own style of creating, their own style of relationships together. They've created their own dance. I think there is nothing else, especially in relationships, better than that. You can see it because their lives are so in sync. You can see it because, you know, if something goes wrong, it doesn't really matter because they're still learning each other's dance. It's such a beautiful thing. And the thing is, what I love about those people, right? And I'll be honest here, I'm a fucking challenging guy, especially when it comes to people's relationships. I challenge because I am testing sometimes people's conviction with what they have and who they are and all that kind of stuff. But there are these few people. These few people have learned each other's dance that just it's like, I know that there is no amount of challenging that I can do that will, you know, that it's like their relationship is just, it's perfect. It's solid. It's how it is. It's where it's meant to be. You know, there are, I'm not going to share that story, but look, there is a dating dance. And when you're seeing someone, you might step on each other's toes, but it's whether you decide that when you step on each other's toes, it's the end of the world, which some of you guys think, or it's just the fact that you guys are creating a new dance together. And if you realize it's just creating a new dance together, you then calm the fuck down and you realize that there is a push and pull. Now, the push and pull can be phenomenal. You know, sometimes people are so in love and so in sync that the push and pull can be that they need to break up for a while because they needed to be separate for a while. And when I say this, I don't mean to say it's like, you know, you should hold on and hope on to dear life that, you know, that person loves you and stuff like that when you've broken up, because some people will hear that and be like, there's hope. Because sometimes there's hope and sometimes there's not. But you can't break up with someone hoping that they're going to get back together. That you're not giving your mind time to break up. Because sometimes the dating dance, that dance we created with that person, is not where we wanted it to be. We're not who we are. They're not who they are. We changed ourselves. We didn't allow ourselves to create a new dance with that person. We thought that learning their dance is more important than ours. So we change ourselves, or you change yourself, to match that other person. And then at the end, you're not really the same person. So then you need to break up. You need to push, because the pull was so strong you lost your balance. So when you push away, because it's your most natural path of least resistance, we always want to follow that path of least resistance. That is, whatever feels right, because eventually what feels right will lead you to something that you realize that it's not getting you somewhere, and you'll take action in a different way. There is a path of least resistance. My first encounter with it was with a friend. We went for a giant walk, and then we ended up, I always tell the story, I think it's really funny. We went for a giant walk and we went to this vegan fast food place called Lord of the Fries. And I've mentioned that in stories before. And I was so hungry, my path of least resistance was to eat as much as I could. And I was meant to go out that night, but I felt so sick I couldn't, and I've never touched that stuff since. There is a path of least resistance. People don't realize it, but there is a fucking slipstream. And it is whatever feels good. Now, whatever we think we should do is a fallacy, because that's other people telling you what to do. In fact, it was really funny. This week, I did a day in the life of Harvey on Instagram stories. So I pretty much just snapped what the hell I was doing at most point in time, which is like, get up late, cut lemon water, this, that, you know, coach people and go out, see a movie with a friend, things like that. By the way, I saw Pacific Rim, the new one, very good movie. But at the end of this video, little day in the life of Harvey, I thought it was really adamant to say that this is my life, but it's not yours. I choose to get up whenever I want. I choose to, you know, do these things. I choose to drink like almost 3 liters of water a day. I choose to make these teas. You know, what I find is most people, this is just a random rant that semi relates, but semi not. Most people will look to people who have what they want or who are successful and things like that, and fucking micromanage and pick apart their routines and be like, okay, this person drinks 7 cups of green tea a day. That's their formula of success. There's a very negative, pessimistic book called The Art of Thinking Clearly. Now, I don't recommend you read that book, but I recommend you read people's reviews of that book, or like YouTube people summarizing that book, just because the book has such a negative vibration to it that it'll bring you down when you read it. But there is one thing that I liked about that book, and there's two stories I want to share. So the first story was, they talk about like monkeys. They're like, You know, Monkey 1 starts a business, Monkey 2 starts a business, Monkey 3 starts a business, but Monkey 2 is the one that's randomly successful. And then we praise Monkey 2 and we're like, oh my God, what's Monkey 2's secret? But they all have the same routine. It was just that there was some random thing. The other story I want to share was when my mum read that book. And my mum was so, you know, she was like, at the start of the book, they talk about there's a graveyard. And in the graveyard, it's filled with writers. And the writers, they, you know, some of them are published writers. And some of them, you know, they wrote their book, but they just never got published. Some of them got published and just never sold any. Some of them didn't even finish writing their book. And she goes to me, she's like, son, why don't you get a real job? A real job, in quotations. Why don't you get a real job? Because, you know, I don't want you to be those people who just end up not doing what you were meant to be doing. And I go, Mum, I hear that story and I'm like, I am so glad I'm going to be the guy who's got the published book. Fuck the rest. Let them figure themselves out. I'm going to do what I need to do because that's my path of least resistance. So with life, there is also a path of least resistance, a slipstream, a fucking follow your flow moment. And it might be to get up late. That might be to work hard. That might be to freak out. That might be to stay at home. That might be to watch movies. That might be to masturbate. That might be to be alone. That might be to drink. That might be to hang out with friends. As people, what I find is as people get more to discover who they are, they end up spending more time with people naturally because they can handle and they can expose themselves to more and more collaborations and more cooperations and more co-creations with people. But the thing is, that's very interesting that I want to share is there is a fucking dance with life. You know, you love your job and then you work there too much and you need your holiday and a vacation. You know, that's just the dance. It's just a dance pushing and forward as you head towards your dreams. You're learning your own unique dance, which is why I brought up that story about the whole people micromanaging, picking apart people's routines. Because this is about you. This has always been about you. This is about your relationship with yourself. This has always been about your relationship with yourself. There is no fucking rule book about dating. There is no giant, like, handwritten, universal, cosmic thing in the sky that says relationships must go this way. Sure, there's cultural norms, but that's cultural norms. And sure, you might decide that cultural norms are norms that you want to abide by, but do it under your terms. You decide through your own experience of your life that this is how I want love to go. And I'm a big preacher of equalness. And I mean equalness being that equal happiness. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. It's not half plus half, not two half people, not 1 + 1/2. Two whole people make a couple. And when those two whole people make a couple together, that's the most beautiful collaboration, co-creation, relationship that you can have. It's two people relating, not two half people, not one full person and one half person. And this is what I mean by the fucking push and pull of life, because what happens is that what I find is that sometimes as well, you know, we see someone who's a half person and we want to fix them. I don't know if you've ever been like that or you know someone who was like that. And because you want to feel more. So you want to feel like the equation is 1.5 + 1/2 = 2. But then you become that person's parent. You become that person's mother. You become that person's father. You become not a partner, but a parent. And it's like, when that happens, it's not an equal relationship. That's not a dance. That's you telling them how to dance. And some people love it because at the time, remember the push and pull of life, at the time, that's what they needed. It's what they wanted. They wanted to feel like they were more in control. So they met someone who allowed them to feel like they were in control until they realized that control isn't really something that it's all cracked up to be. The amount of times that I see people who get married because that's what they think they want. And then they get it and then they realize, hey, wait a second, marriage is good, but doing it with the right person is better. I deal with these people all the time. And I'm not saying like you people, like you're a mess. I mean like that's just where life took them. And when you look at those, their life, it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. It's because maybe out of it they got kids. Maybe out of it, they learned how to create more passion. Some people want love so much it leads them to pain because in that pain, they want love more and that feeling and emotion crystallizes to such a deep and positive and powerful extent. But without that push and pull of life, there will be no crystallization moment. It is through sheer raw intent that when we are put in situations that we don't like and we decide, I don't like this, I want something better, and through that sheer intent of I want more, do you then crystallize and create it in real flow-on effects? You want love so much that when you want love so much, you eventually gravitate towards people who want the same and you create that same amazing, loving relationship. So don't fight the push and pull of life. It's those people who are the saddest who become the happiest. It's those people who are the fattest who become the thinnest. It's those people who are the most lonely who have the most abundance of friends. Because in that dark place, do you decide that you want more and you will decide that you want more and nothing will stop in the way? That is pure intent. And when intent flows, when you fill your cup first with energy investing in yourself rather than the other world, in the external world, because life will put you in a situation where you do need to look at yourself and invest in yourself. And when you're in that situation, you then, through sheer force of intent and will, crystallize, manifest, create, attract, relate, create, collaborate, go out, meet, work hard, create art, paint, love, dance, move, sing, work, sleep in a whole new level of alignment that is in accordance to who you are and what you want. But that won't happen if you fear being in a dark place, because the darkness makes us know what light looks like. If you spend all your days in the light, you don't know what the darkness looks like. But even the light casts a shadow. We have to be willing to experience all negative emotions because in that emotion, there is a lesson, there is a creation, there is a manifestation, there is something that is beautiful there. But you will miss the beauty if you run away from it. I see this all the time. That's my fucking manifestation intent. I get so angry and so pissed off and so furious and so frustrated reading your fucking comments. Everyone's like, yeah, that applies to everyone else but me. I'm like, okay, you special fucking snowflake. They're like, oh yeah, you know, I can see how that works, except in this one situation where it didn't. I'm like, oh, it's because you didn't fucking try hard enough. The amount of people I get when they're like, oh yeah, you know, I can't afford the program. It's like, no, you can't afford the program. You just have a fucking poverty mindset. You know what made me more successful with money? Was being like, I'm not going to be able to pay rent next week. Like, that was that, like, yeah. And then when I couldn't do that, I was like, my path was resistance. I'm going to buy some furniture. I was like, that was the stupidest thing I could have done. I'm like, shit. But you better believe it. It made me so much more intent in what I'm doing. So much more conviction. Every time, and look, it's really funny because my family is, you know, my mum's the sweetest. You know, she always wants the best for me. But she's always like, why don't you become a counselor? You know, work for someone else. I'm like, mum. And I get her to say this back to me. I'm like, mum, this path is the only path. In fact, she called me once while she was at work and she was like, proceeded to doubt me and stuff like that. She still doubts me now. It's really funny. And I'm like, mum, I'm going to drive you to fucking Christmas in a Lamborghini and then you won't fucking doubt me. And even then she'd be like, have you thought about working for the government? You know, that would be my mom. But she was at work, and I'm like, Mom, repeat after me. This path is the only path. And she's like, this, and like, she kept repeating it, like, this path is the only path. Can I stop now? I was like, no, Mom, no. Because I have so much conviction that it crystallizes. And every time someone doubts me, it makes me more convicted. Every time you fall out of love, it makes you more convicted to find love. But sometimes through push and pull, we need a fucking break. We need to take a lie down. We need to relax. We need to watch some movies. We need to just zone out. And there is nothing wrong with that. If that's what you need at the time, because that's what you feel like you need, not what you think you should need. Now, through my coaching, what I've discovered, and here is an interesting tidbit nugget that will fucking blow your mind to across the room, or if you're driving across the car, is that when we are hurt, we shut down our heart and our mind gets involved. When we are hurt, we shut down our heart and our mind gets involved. Because the heart doesn't need to pre-plan. That's why I'm so fucking chaotic in everything that I do. I think I'm chaotic. I'm actually super organized. You know, it's like walking, you know? Walking. We're falling forward and catching ourselves every fucking time. When it comes to feelings, when we trust our feelings, there is a weird synchronicity of life. You do not realize, but when you feel like you need to do something, you never know the possibilities and the actions and the outcomes of how and where and who it can take you to be and become and meet and grow. But you won't get that if you're in your mind, and you know you're in your mind when you're trying to pre-plan. Now, here's the difference, right? There is a subtle energetic difference, because there is nothing wrong with planning if that's what you feel like you need to do. But if you think you need to plan, that's the difference. Feeling to plan and thinking to plan. If you think you need to plan, it's your mind overacting, over-exaggerating, overthinking, over-producing, over-planning, you know, to overprotect the heart, because we got hurt. And so when we get hurt, we store emotions in our body, but my God, do we store most of the emotions in our heart? And by heart, I mean the fucking center of your chest, not some spiritual world. Your fucking nervous system. Let's talk about biology. Your nervous system will store emotions. Your nervous system is just as part of your, like, mind and body and soul. It's only that, like, when we think it's in our head. But when we feel it's in our body, it's different emotions. Thoughts are just emotions. Emotion just meaning motion. And so my job when I'm working with people is to help them clear whatever is getting them in their head. That's one of the things I've talked about before last week. Integration, alignment, and passion. We talked mostly about passion today. Integration, alignment, and passion. It's that integration that when we integrate a feeling that was hurting someone, when we get them to feel that, people start to learn all the lessons that they should have learned. There is a natural push and pull to life, but you won't get it if you fear the push, if you fear the breakup, if you fear the pain, if you fear the hurt, if you fear the rejection, if you fear the repulsion, if you fear being let down, if you fear being disappointed, if you fear being poor, if you fear being alone, if you fear being isolated. If you fear all those things, you then equally fear the positive counterpart, because they all are two sides of the same coin. So I want to invite you now on a journey. On an amazing journey. And some of you listening to this are going to take this up. And some of you aren't. Because some of you, I will talk about this, and it'll just go over your head that you won't be able to hear it. But there are a select few that will hear my words. And if you're listening to this now and my words are pronounced and exciting for you, then you are ready to hear what I have to say next. And that is, I want to invite you on a journey. if you can hear these words, if you are ready to take the next step in your life and in your own evolution, especially when it comes to your relationships, I want to work with you privately. I want to work with you one-on-one because honestly, that's where the most magic happens. The amount of change, shift, passion, growth, pronunciation, amazement that we can create in someone when we work together, you and me, is absolutely fantastic. What I find is most people think, you know, oh, change is hard. It takes a lifetime. You got to grow into it. Emotions sometimes are like muscles, but sometimes they're not. What grows muscles is a mindset, and then the working out comes from a result. What gets you the love in your life is a mindset, and then the relationships come from a result. Now, every podcast I do, every video I do, every fucking Instagram post, every Facebook post, everything that I do, which I create myself, I only have a distribution team, like some people that help me distribute videos and film stuff. Everything else I do personally. I just decided I'm just going to be a machine. I think it's really funny, actually, when I see other coaches, they're like, oh, I hired a team to do this for me. I'm like, what are you doing? You can, like, I don't mean like do it yourself, like be a one-man show, but it's like you're not, yeah, just work harder, man. Just fucking work harder. That's what I'm like. Anyway, because in the future, I'm going to have other coaches working with me. We're going to make a whole family. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. In fact, people who do my program, a few of them want me to create, I'm calling them passion coaches, where we work together and we create passion in people. So it's like I then give them clients and stuff. So that's the future of what I'm trying to do. But, or what I am doing anyway. But I want to invite you on a journey because it's like you will see how profound and quick things in your life can change. And so that's why I created the 6-week program. My 6-week program was created out of a breakup. It was created out of a breakup because I had to figure out who the fuck I was. And then I found out that there are basically these 6 areas. These 6 areas that when I worked on myself, I was back to being happy. I was back to being even more powerful, more pronounced, more open, more loving, more just all of these different things. And it's like what happens is when you access these 6 areas, that's why it's 6 weeks, 1 week for each area, your relationships happen automatically. The amount of people that I have seen as well who when I'm working with them, they're like, oh my God, it's like we dreamt up this guy to come and it just came at the end of the like it just happened. I'm like, you're welcome. People say it's a fun ride. People say it's a journey. People say it's like, it's fucking, I don't even know how else to describe it. I recorded a testimonial from one of my clients recently, so I'm going to have to like put that out there on YouTube and stuff. But it's such an interesting journey. And you'll miss that journey if you are acting in fear right now. Because if you're acting in fear, if you like, even if you think like, I can't afford it, and I haven't even told you the price, I don't want you on the program. The amount of people like do that, I'm just like straight up, you're in a poverty fucking mindset, like you're not ready. But if you're like, yes, I want a challenge. Yes, I want to grow. Yes, I want to expand. Yes, I want love. Yes, I just want to be happy. And knowing that happiness first will create what you want as a byproduct, then go to loveonmyterms.com. That is loveonmyterms.com. That is a link basically to a part of my website, which is just gethimhooked.com, that will allow you to apply for a free coaching call. Everyone gets one free coaching call. One. And you can apply for one. Usually I or someone else approves it very quickly. And you can apply for one and we'll talk in person. But when you're ready, most people aren't. So, well, most people think they're not.
So that was this podcast. As of this point in time, it is exactly 30 minutes. And thank you so much for listening. If you are listening to this on iTunes or on Stitcher, make sure to leave a comment leave a review saying, best podcast ever. I can't believe I dropped my cereal while listening to this in the morning because of how profound it was. And if you are listening to this on my website, which is gethimhooked.com, make sure to share this with everyone you know, because I'm trying to get to number one in the sexuality section. So thanks so much for listening. And if you did listen and you did like it, make sure to email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com, because I love receiving feedback. And just the sheer volume of people that like message me and stuff like that, they get value out of it, things like that. I hated being the kind of guy who's always wired to his phone, which is why I'm all about less time on my phone than the rest of, my business is on my phone and on the computer and stuff like that. And when I'm coaching and stuff, but the rest of it, I am around people as much as I fucking can be. But it's always great waking up to all these messages on Instagram and Facebook and emailing and this and that and this. And I'm like, man, you guys are great. And some of them are just thank yous. And you keep it coming is all I'm saying. Just don't stop, All right. Have an amazing Saturday. If you're listening to this on the Saturday, have an amazing week. If you're listening to this during the week, and I hope you have a kick-ass whatever you are doing. Remember, set your intent for the week. Figure out what you want to happen this week and, who you have to be. And if you're applying for the program, what you have to be is ready for more. Thank you so much.